Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663 or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we talk about how the two of you can handle critical feedback from one another as well as from others in your lives.
And I want you to think about this quote from Robert Kiyosaki that says, "Giving honest and well-intended feedback is often confused with being mean. It's not mean, it's nice."
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that today.
This is going to be one of those shows that you know, kind of pokes at each one of us. But we start each and every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And this week's hug is sponsored by Organifi. And Organifi makes getting great nutrition super easy. And we can't wait to share more about them later in the show. And for those of you that don't know what a hug is an opportunity to hear from someone else in the one family. We get emails, voicemails, Facebook messages all the time with people who are having breakthrough and seeing success in their marriage. And that's at the heart, that's what a hug is. And This week's hug comes from a Facebook message that we had received. And this wife says, "Not sure what our 24/7 commitment weekend did to my husband, but I like it."
And 24/7 is an event that's put on for first responders and their wives, or first responders and their husbands. Mm-hmm. Our good friend Lori Mercer heads that up. And so we sponsored part of that event.
This wife goes on to say, "My husband presented me with the 19 quick questions that will rekindle your sex life ASAP from One Extraordinary Marriage before he went to work and told me I had homework to do. I was so surprised and giddy to think he wants to learn even more about what I like. Today, while the kids were gone, we talked about our answers. I am speechless. We had been in a lull for a while and I felt not in a good place. Things have been so different since that weekend. Thank you, Commitment Weekend and One Extraordinary Marriage, for opening up our marriage and communication to be more than I could have ever expected. Our marriage is going to be even stronger from this point on."
I love that. I love it. And for those of you who haven't seen the 19 questions, you know, you can pick those up at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/19questions. In all honesty, I love what they did here. I mean, just, hey, answer your questions, because it is. You can print out this guide. Mm-hmm. You can answer your questions and then come back together. Others, like Elise and I, will typically just have them. We'll just ask free flow back and forth. Others of you may just want to take a little more time. So whatever works best for you and your marriage, go for it.
Mm-hmm. And as Tony said at the top of the show, we're talking about critical feedback today, and how not just the feedback that the two of you give to one another, but the feedback that you might receive from others and how you handle it. And, you know, as a lot of you know, because you've actually participated in this process, we get a lot of reviews on iTunes, and most of them are 4 and 5 stars. And you know about this because a lot of them show up on the show as the hug, right? Yes. We'll read those 5-star reviews, you know, those ratings, and say, you know, here's what a listener had to say. And so, you know, it's amazing. And we thank you, because every 5-star rating that you put up there, every review actually helps someone else find the One Extraordinary Marriage show. It lets them know that this is the place to get the marriage resources that they want. But every once in a while, a 1 or 2-star review shows up.
Yep. You're going to get them.
You're going to get them. I mean, we've been doing this for 8.5 years, guys. If we didn't have 1 and 2-star reviews, it would actually like cause us to go, what's
going on? Like, are we pushing ourselves? Are we asking from you guys more than we wouldn't ask ourselves? Like, we want to be able to push and even for ourselves. And so 1 and 2-star reviews help you to see, you know, are you reaching the people that you want to reach?
Now, sometimes those 1 and 2-star reviews end up talking about things like, we've had things over the years that have said, "I don't like their tone of voice." Okay, we can't really do much with that. The way Tony and I sound behind the microphones is the way Tony and I sound behind the microphones.
These are our God-given voices.
Like them or don't, here's what they are. Sometimes, in fact, this one came up recently and it said, there's better advice than these clowns are giving out. To which I would say, great, go follow those people. If that's how you feel, by all means, go. Mm-hmm. It's all good. My personal favorite was the one that said, I listened for a year and didn't learn anything. And that one actually caused us to chuckle because I was like, well, thank you for listening for a year, mm-hmm. right? There must have been something that kept you coming back to look for something, but that's all good, right? But none of those reviews actually gave us anything that we could work with.
And stick with us here because what we're sharing may have come up in your life even.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said at the beginning of the show, critical feedback that each of you give each other or you may get from others. And how do you discern that critical feedback to be a positive for you, your spouse, your marriage? Or are you allowing this critical feedback coming in and taking hold of you when it really shouldn't?
And early on, some of those comments that I just read would have knocked us for a loop and did.
Oh, it did. I'm not. Oh, gosh. Yeah. I mean, early on in the show, you'd get 10. And I'd say you and I, we would get 10 positive feedback from you guys and we'd love them and be like, oh, my gosh, so rad. So amazing. Read the hug. And then you'd get a 1-star and you're going, am I doing what I should be doing? Mm-hmm. Am I too critical? Am I pushing too hard? I mean, it's amazing how that 1 1-star review will overtake 100 5-star reviews. And it took time for me, and I think Elisa would agree with this herself, to, you know what, some critical feedback, take it. Robert Kiyosaki said at the beginning, it's not mean, it's nice. You learn from those. And that's what we had to do.
And now to just go along with that, is some of those reviews that we did get were just mean.
They
right?
were just me.
Like their tone of voice or the way he talks to her is, you know, he's obviously an emasculated man. That was another one that came up, and all of it. And so those were just mean comments. Mm-hmm. That was not honest and well-intended feedback. And recently, and this is what prompted the show, we got this 2-star rating that said, your podcast used to be my go-to as soon as it was posted, but I don't hear the two of you having fun with each other anymore. Where's the teasing and playing? I feel like I'm being told more what to do than a suggestion to try. I understand the passion, but please put the fun back in it. And this one actually, you know, Tony had sent it to me and he said, you know what, we need to talk about this. We need to talk about this review. And it's so interesting that this was the second week in a row that Tony and I, instead of having a conversation about one on our walk and talks, actually did it sitting in our bathroom. Right. I'm thinking that I should just, you know, we don't have our phone in our bathroom or in our bedroom because it's part of our master suite. But I'm thinking maybe I should start bringing the phone in there and just record it again. Because I was like, oh, no. There's so much gold in this conversation. But again,
our room has been a no electronic zone forever and it's not going to start.
So, and the thing that made this particular piece of feedback, this critical feedback, so different from the others that I started the show with, is that there were three key elements that really resonated with us. It was very specific,
mm-hmm.
right? This person was identifying something that they weren't hearing in the show anymore, right? So it was very specific. It was genuine feeling, right? They weren't being critical of who Tony and I were as individuals. And that's something that whether we're giving feedback to our spouses or we're giving feedback to, sometimes we just get critical of the person and not the action. Mm. And this was feedback around the actions. And they actually sought to be helpful in their review. Like, here's what I'm looking for, specifics. And so all of these things actually got us thinking, where has the one show been over the last 8.5 years? Where have we been? And what can we take out of this particular piece of feedback that we'll be able to implement?
Right. And again, for you guys, it's looking at, okay, I've received some critical feedback, be it from my spouse, maybe from a close friend, maybe it's from a distant friend.
Mm-hmm.
And like Elisa said, it's more critical about who you are instead of the action. Mm-hmm. And so you're able to start discerning, okay, what's going on? Maybe it is from your spouse. Maybe your spouse is giving critical feedback and it's not about the action. It's all about just you. And that's the time of going, wait a minute here. I hear your feedback. And yet it's...
I can't do anything with that.
Right.
I can't do anything with that.
Lisa's looking at me like, yep, yep.
Right. Because being critical of us, as you know, when you're critical of someone, like who they are, right? Tony's tone of voice or the way, you know, Lisa, you know, is submissive to him on the podcast. I mean, these are all things that we've actually heard. Those types of things, that's just, those are unchangeables. But if you say, you know what, here's what's missing. Here's what I think is missing out of the show. And you know, here's what I've seen in the past. And I'm just giving you this feedback and do with it what you want, but I'm just going to put this out there.
And I will say this, and we're going to get into, you know, the 8.5 years of the show and where we are today, because I think it's always a good time for us to come to the one family and do a little check. Mm-hmm. Like, let's do a little check up where we are, what we're doing, where we're going, because without you guys, there is no one family. Without you guys, there is no One Extraordinary Marriage show. So for us, as we were talking in the bathroom, we were like, you know what? Let's just share with the one family what's going on.
So for those of you that don't know, and a lot of you are brand new listeners, we're seeing it every week, just the sheer increase of people that are coming to the One Extraordinary Marriage Show. Tony and I have been doing this podcast for the last 8.5 years. We started in January of 2010, which means that as we approach our 22nd anniversary, we had only been married 14 years at that point in time.
And at that point in time, we just had done the 60 Days of Sex Challenge 4 years prior. Mm-hmm. At that point in time, I think we were going on to like our fourth 7 days of Sex Challenge. Mm-hmm. We were still totally working on ourselves and who we were as individuals, as a married couple, really going after the extraordinary in our marriage. And not going along the path of least resistance, we were really pushing in hard to really make that massive shift in our lives mm-hmm. and in our marriage.
And, you know, it's funny because we think back, you know, to those early shows and so many of you are like, yes, I've started listening from the beginning. And there are times when you'll say that and no joke, I'm like, oh my gosh.
We cringe. because
we were in such a different place then.
Yeah.
And for those of you that have listened to, even if you listen to a handful of shows from the beginning and then you jump to where we are now, you've seen the maturity process.
And I just think of just the physical location. We were doing those early shows in our garage at all times of day, from morning, midday to late at night, from hot to cold to, you know, nice temperament in the garage, you know, to now we actually have an office and we've had an office space for the show for many years. So it's just even a physical location of where we've gone. Back in the day, you know, when we first started this, there was no podcast app on our iPhones.
People didn't even know what podcasts were.
People didn't really even know what it was. Still to this day, people don't know. I actually was at Starbucks this morning and saw an old friend and we got to catch up and he was asking about what we were doing. I told him about the show and he's like, I've heard about those. And I'm like, yeah, you got your iPhone? He goes, yeah. And he popped up his podcast app. He hadn't started it. He never had loaded it. So we were his first podcast that he subscribed to. So so back in the day, people didn't even know what podcasts were. Our own marriage wasn't in the best of places mm-hmm. 8.5 years ago. One of our things that to this day we still stand true to is that we were always going to be open, honest, and transparent with the one family. Because I believed, and Elisa believed back then, that the reason we were not able to just see what was going on in our own marriage is because we didn't have anybody around us who's going to be honest and truthful with us in their mm-hmm. marriage. And so we always wanted to do that. And through that, though, in the early years, as we were trying to figure out each other and what this marriage thing looked like and parenting young kids, remember, too, that our kids at the time were 5. No. So when we started podcasting, our kids were 9 or 8.
Like probably 5 and 8.
Yeah.
Is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, like 8 and 5 or 9 and 6, something like that. So, you know, we were experiencing highs and lows in our own marriage. I mean, there are days that we were just boom at the high of just like everything's so rad, everything's amazing, and this date night was the coolest thing ever, to massive lows like when we had to short sell our house during the Great Recession. And we were scraping and trying to make sure that we were even putting food on the table for our kids. But we never gave up on the show. Mm-hmm. Not once did we go, you know what, it's not worth it. Not once. And, you know, I think that's a little testament of just to who Elisa and I are, even though the show may be changing at times. And, you know, now we have sponsors and now we really have a flow to the show. Like, we want to make sure that we are encouraging you guys to be intentional in your own marriage and taking action. There's no less love, caring, and a desire to see you guys thrive. If anything, back in the day, and I this is me personally, I think back in the day, it was just storytelling about Elisa and I. Mm-hmm. It was all about, really about us, and we were just taking you on the ride. Now, Elisa and I, our lives have become more stable. Our marriage is much more stable. And there's no greater desire and a passion in me that makes me get up every morning, but to see you get to that place.
Mm-hmm. And that's been part of the evolution too. You know, when we started One, for those of you that don't even know kind of the history behind the name, One Extraordinary Marriage was because we, in the early days, thought if we could just impact one marriage, right? If we could just
marriage.
Like, if we could just change one marriage. And over the last 8.5 years that you all have led us into your lives, and it's a privilege, right? Like, let me be really clear. We know that it is a privilege that you tune in and you participate and you engage with us and you attend, you know, the live events and you pick up the resources. That's a privilege. But over that time, as we've been able to figure out specific strategies, as we've been able to develop skills, as we've been able to put these into resources, because we figured it out for ourselves first, like nothing we put out there from the show to any of the resources is stuff that we haven't tried ourselves. Mm-hmm. And what's happened is that in that process, we've become a go-to resource. Right. We've become that person that when you're like, oh, my girlfriend's talking about this going on in her marriage, you're like, oh, I know what show she needs to listen to. Or, you know, some guys are talking about, you know, just the struggles they're having with sexual intimacy and a buddy sends to another buddy, you know, you better pick up, you know, 7 days of sex challenge or whatever it is. Like you've allowed us to develop those skills and share them with you. Mm-hmm. And that's where now we're beyond just saying, you know what, we're going to impact one marriage.
And here's the thing, though, too. I just want to share that before we go to the next piece here, is that all along the way, there's been critical feedback.
Yes.
All along the way, there's been times when, you know, stuff that's hurtful. Believe me, stuff that is massively like, oh my gosh, I can't believe somebody just emailed that to us. But here's the thing. I believe God gives us what we can handle in the time where mm-hmm. we're at. And so I truly believe that. And where we are today, things like this 2-star review, as much as it still hurts, it's not going to derail us.
Right.
It's going to allow us to grow and be stronger and understand what we need to do to be able to reach more marriages. Mm-hmm. Because like Elisa was about to say, back in the day, it was one marriage. Now that vision is much, much bigger.
Absolutely. Because now that one marriage has become, we have a vision and a mission to impact millions of marriages around the world. Our mission is so big that we actually envision lowering the divorce rate.
That's right.
Right. To having an impact, not because people aren't getting married, but because they are getting married and figuring out how to be intentional and stay married and have their own extraordinary marriage. Mm-hmm. That's why things have changed. And it's not just storytelling anymore. Right? That you definitely.
Although I love telling my stories.
Well, I mean, if I didn't have Tony doing color commentary and stories, I mean, you guys would get like bored listening to me all the time. And that's why this review was so significant. Because reviews, feedback, they're not all bad. Right? When they're given in that spirit of, you know, it's well-intended and it's honest, not for the point of being mean, but for the point of being nice and because I love you, then it gives you the ability to evaluate where you are, where you've been, and what you need to implement or change. And we're sharing all of this with you from, you know, kind of the one umbrella, because we want to share with you how you can take this same type of mindset and use it to impact how the two of you relate to one another, how you handle it when you get feedback from others. But before we do that, we most definitely want to thank this week's sponsor, which is Organifi. And, you know, as we're dealing with feedback, one of the most important things that you can do for yourself is be the healthiest version of you, right? Because when we get feedback, sometimes it affects us mentally, sometimes it affects us physically. Mm-hmm. And being healthy allows you to better handle all the feedback that comes your way. And you also know that finding the right combination of nutrients to be healthy can be expensive and time-consuming, and that's why we love Organifi. With their gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, and vegan products made with all kinds of superfood blends, you get the ease of use and great-tasting, trusted nutrition. And as we're talking about this particular topic, one of the products that we use all the time and that we absolutely love is their Gold. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of like our nighttime, you know, wind down, because Gold, with its antioxidants and anti-inflammatory, actually helps you just to kind of get into this calm, restful place, which means that you're going to get amazing sleep.
So when we do get that critical feedback, right? Sometimes we can be stressed out. We feel like we're thinking about it, and yet we need that good night of rest. Mm-hmm. And I've been there. And so just being able to finish up the night, you know, put that Gold, get a nice hot cup of tea of Gold, and just chill, mm-hmm. relax, read my book, allows me, and I would think Elisa as well, just it gives us that ability to get that good night's rest so we can evaluate the next day and go, okay, where are we headed? What's going on? And let's take that feedback and put it into context and into place.
You owe it to yourself to be in that frame of mind. You owe it to yourself to take care of yourself. And with their 60-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? So visit OrganifiShop.com, and that's OrganifiShop.com, and enter promo code 1 at checkout for 20% off your entire order. Again, that's OrganifiShop.com, promo code 1. You owe it to yourselves, guys. Mm-hmm. It will make a difference in how you're able to handle getting feedback, how you're able to sleep and just be in that more calm, restful place. So, you know, as we're talking about this area of feedback, you know, how do you get into this place that you can actually handle it? And the first thing is that you have to create the opportunity for feedback. So often in our marriages, we actually just blindside one another. Something comes up and we're like, bam.
Hitting you with it.
I'm just going to dump, like, you did this and I'm going to tell you about it. I'm going to tell you about it right now. And I'm going to tell you how about it. And it's just like this brain dump on our spouses. And, you know, the thing with this iTunes review is that there's a platform for it, right? Like, you know, iTunes has built in reviews and ratings. We can go and check on it, right? It's not like we're looking at it every day. We don't. There's scheduled times, right? As we're preparing for a show, whatnot, we're looking to see if there's hugs. So there's a schedule for us to receive that feedback. And you know, the same thing can happen in your marriage, right? You can build in how and when the two of you give feedback, right? We actually created a resource for you all to be doing. It's called the Coffee Break. Mm-hmm. A lot of you are already using it. And we know because, you know, you'll send us pictures of it or you'll tag us on Instagram, you know, One Extraordinary Marriage, you know, Coffee Break. You'll share it. You're implementing it. And some of you have been like, I don't know if I want to do that yet, because taking the time to do feedback can feel a little uncomfortable. But I'm going to let you know, you're going to get that feedback one way or another.
Yeah. I would say the best thing that we've done over the years, and the Coffee Break has been something newer for us, is this: some way, some form, scheduling time, asking these questions back and forth of each other so that we're able to keep that feedback loop open. Mm-hmm. Because I think what ended up happening to Elise and I years ago is that we wouldn't do this. It would bottle up. And then, like she said, boom, explosive. And then we're doing almost like CPR. Mm-hmm. Like we're trying to resurrect the hurt feelings. We're in the ER room. Like we got to get this thing fixed and we got to figure it out again now. And we're riding that roller coaster, where when you're on your coffee break each and every week, or maybe every other week for you, depending on what the schedule is you guys like, you begin to get that feedback loop open. Mm-hmm. And you can go, hey, this isn't working this week. Okay, how do we tweak? And I think that's where, like, even the evolution of the show has gone, is that because Elisa and I talk so much about this stuff and even do this stuff in our own marriage, that we're like, okay, we're cool. And I would hope that for many of you guys, you want a couple that is doing this stuff, that's learning this stuff, and you can see what has happened when we do these things.
Absolutely. And, you know, as you're going through that, keep in mind, and you've all experienced this, attacks on your person, right, on who you are inherently, they don't work. They cause the defensive walls to go up. Nothing gets solved, and it just becomes a shouting match. Where instead, it's really identifying, just like this reviewer did, what the actual issue is. right? Your podcast doesn't sound the same. And here's what I think is missing, right? And so, you know, the same thing when you're dealing with your spouse. With a calm tone of voice, I mean, we've had the scathing, you can tell they're angry because they're sitting on the other side of their computer and they're just, you know, furiously typing. We've had those messages. This one had a very calm tone to it. And that's the same thing that you need to bring to your conversations when you're giving that critical feedback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Share your heart and the feelings associated with that. But be mindful of your tone of voice.
Tone and timing are so critical in these moments. Mm-hmm. You know, the way you're speaking to your spouse can be all the difference in being able to take them to be able to take that feedback, that critical feedback, and actually do something with it, or put up a wall and do nothing with it. And you're going to get nothing out of it. And all you're going to do is you're going to be pounding your head against the wall going, well, my spouse won't listen to me. Well, I wasn't there, nor Lisa was there. So was the tone and the way you address this and the timing of this an opportune time for the two of you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you hit your spouse at 10:30 at night after a long day of work of just getting the kids to bed, probably not the best bet unless they're a night person and are really, you know, they're up for that. You guys can have those conversations late at night after a long, hard day. Cool. We don't see many couples who can handle that.
Right.
You know, set it up for a morning. Maybe get up a little bit earlier in the morning where the two of you can talk. If it's something that, you know, you're like, well, once I get going, I don't know, my thoughts go all over the place. Maybe just put some bullet points down and just stick to it. You know, and just keep your tone at think about how you want to present this to your spouse. Because believe me, just a couple of weeks ago, Elise and I got into an argument. My tone was so off. It brought us back to a place where Lisa just sat there and said nothing. And I had to look at her a number of times to just go, what are you thinking? She's like, I have nothing to say to you right now. And now going back and looking at it, it was all because of the way my tone was sharp. It was very directed and just putting almost like a laser beam on her, which I don't know about you guys, but me, when Lisa has done that to me, I begin to become defensive. And I tend to just sort of shy away and be like, I have nothing more to tell you mm-hmm. or say to you. So been there just even recently.
And finally, you know, even just hearing what Tony had to say there, allow your spouse time to process, or allow, you know, if you're in a feedback situation with someone else, allow them time to process.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, when you're giving them feedback, when you're addressing a particular area of concern, sometimes people need time to mull it over and to see what's that going to look like, and how can I take what I've received, put it through who I am, and actually deliver something back to them that's going to shift the dynamic in our relationship. But if you rush them and you say you got to do it right now, chances are neither one of you are going to be satisfied with that. See, feedback, guys, feedback is not a bad thing. It's all about the delivery. You want to be honest and well-intended. You want to come from a place of love, not a place of, I'm just going to be mean to you, because you'll get two very, very different responses.
Yeah. And hey, we hope that this 2-star review will change to a 5-star review eventually. We don't know, but that's sort of where you guys are at as well in your own marriage. Like, hey, okay, maybe right now, the way I gave some feedback and the way it was taken, it was like a 1 or 2 star, you know? But how do I give feedback that is going to be, you know, I'm the husband. How am I going to be able to look at Elisa and say, hey, how can I be the husband that you've looked up to, who you see, who you want to give a 5-star review to?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to need some feedback on that. Right now, it may be only a 2-star, but hey, who's to say in a month from now, doing some coffee breaks together, 2 months from now, doing coffee breaks together, implementing the intimacy lifestyle, doing those things that allow us to grow, have fun together, that we get that 5-star review. So, hey, we have our inaugural One Conference coming up in less than a month. And this is a place for us to pour into you guys in a way that is beyond just the podcast. It's a way for us to see you, hug you, love on you, because again, like we said from the top, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing now if it wasn't for the One family. And we are truly blessed and honored each and every day to get behind these mics, to speak into your life, to see what's going on in your life through social media and everything else. So join us there. You can check out all the information at extraordinarymarriage.com. We're excited and we can't wait to see you. You guys, this week is one of those. We've all had critical feedback. How are we going to take it? How are we going to use it for good and for us to grow in our marriage, in our lives, and with our spouse? We love you guys. Have a fantastic week, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.